News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Farmer unions have called for Bharat Bandh, or a nationwide shutdown, on Monday against the center's three contentious farm laws. The Samyukt Kisan Morcha, the umbrella body of over 40 farmer unions, spearheading the farmers' agitation, has appealed to the people from all walks of life to join the protest. Several political parties and state governments have extended their support to the farmers for the nationwide shutdown. The farmers' outfit on Sunday appealed for complete peace during the Bandh and urged all Indians to join the strike. SKM appeals to every Indian to join this nationwide movement and make the Bharat Bandh a resounding success. In particular, we appeal to all organizations of workers, traders, transporters, businessmen, students, youth and women, and all social movements to extend solidarity with the farmers that day, the statement had said. The SKM also urged all political parties and state governments to lend their support to this Bharat Bandh and stand with the farmers in their quest to defend principles of democracy and federalism. However, Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar has urged farmers not to protest and said the government is ready to hold discussions on the issue. "I urge farmers to adopt the path of discussion by leaving the path of protests. Central government is ready to discuss any issues raised by farmers," he said in Madhya Pradesh's Gwalior on Sunday. Farmers from different parts of the country, especially Punjab, Haryana and Western Uttar Pradesh, have been protesting at Delhi borders since November last year, demanding the repeal of the three contentious farm laws that they fear would do away with the minimum support price system, leaving them at the mercy of big corporations. The government, however, has been projecting the three laws as major agricultural reforms. Over 10 rounds of talks between the two parties have failed to break the deadlock. The Bandh will be held from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, during which all government and private offices, educational and other institutions, shops, industries and commercial establishments, as well as public events and functions, will be closed throughout the country. All emergency establishments and essential services, including hospitals, medical stores, relief and rescue work, and people attending to personal emergencies, will be exempted. Needless to emphasize, the Bandh will be enforced in a voluntary and peaceful manner, the SKM had said in a statement. The ruling DMK has appealed to the people, farmers, farm workers, and traders to take part in the nationwide strike and urged its functionaries as well to make the Bharat Bandh a success in Tamil Nadu. The party stood with farmers protesting in Delhi and other places against the farm laws, DMK State Agriculture Wing Chief NKK Pariyaswamy had said, adding, "The center was, however, autocratic and does not pay heed to them." The left parties on Friday appealed to the people to support the Bharat Bandh. In a joint statement, the CPI, CPIM, All India Forward Bloc, Revolutionary Socialist Party and the Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist, said, "The historic farmers' struggle demanding the repeal of the agri laws and a legal guarantee of minimum support price is in its 10th month and urged people to come out in support of their cause." The Congress has also extended support to the Bharat Bandh and demanded that discussions be initiated with the protesters. Congress spokesperson Gaurav Vallabh said the Congress party and all its workers will support the peaceful Bharat Bandh on September 27, called by farmer unions and farmers. Moreover, Punjab Congress Chief Navjot Singh Sidhu also extended support and said PCC firmly stands by farmer unions' demand for Bharat Bandh. The Aam Aadmi Party strongly supports the call for a Bharat Bandh, party leader Raghav Chadda said, adding that AAP national convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has always stood by the farmers against the black laws. The Aam Aadmi Party and Arvind Kejriwal have always stood by the farmers against black laws. AAP strongly supports the call for a Bharat Bandh issued by the United Kisan Morcha on September 27, Chadha tweeted. The Andhra Pradesh government has declared full support to the Bharat Bandh, State Information and Transport Minister Perni Venkataramaiah said. He said the Andhra Pradesh government, including the YSR Congress, will support the concerns of farmers. He told reporters that the state government has decided to stop APSRTC buses across the state from September 26 midnight to September 27 afternoon. In Kerala, shops and establishments would remain shut. Essential services like milk booths and medical shops will, however, function. Both ruling LDF and the opposition UDF have backed the Bharat Bandh and the state has already announced that all university examinations scheduled for Monday would be postponed. Public transport, including buses, taxis, and auto rickshaws, will be off the road, but private vehicles can ply. The Yogi Adityanath-led BJP government in Uttar Pradesh went ahead with its final cabinet expansion ahead of the assembly election in 2022. The CM has included 7 new faces in his cabinet, keeping in mind caste calculations, including 1 Brahmin, 3 OBC, 2 SC and 1 ST. The main reason behind the cabinet expansion is seen as an attempt to give space to members from smaller communities who may not have political clout, but can influence results in many assembly constituencies. Among the new faces, Brahmin face and Congress turned quote, Jitin Prasada, who recently joined the BJP from the Congress, has been included as a cabinet minister. The BJP is said to be facing the wrath of Brahmins in some pockets of the state, so the party wants to send out a strong message to its traditional voters through Prasada, who is said to have a lot of influence in Shah Jahanpur region. Another inducted minister, Dinesh Khatik from the SC community, is an MLA from Hastinapur in Meerut. The Khatik community has a decent vote bank in many assemblies of UP from west to central and east. Bareilly MLA Chhatrapal Gangwar, who was also inducted in the Yogi cabinet on Sunday, hails from the Kurmi community. Some time back, Santosh Gangwar was relieved from the centre, so now an attempt is being made to channelize Kurmi votes by giving place to Chhatrapal. Agra's Dharamveer Prajapati is said to have been inducted to woo Prajapati voters. Meanwhile, the BJP has made an attempt to keep the tribal community connected with the party by inducting Sanjeev Kumar, who comes from the Gond community in Sonbhadra region. Another name inducted in the Yogi cabinet is that of Palturam, who is also from the SC community. The Jatavs have a lot of influence in western and central Uttar Pradesh. BSP Chief Mayawati also comes from the Jatav community, so by giving place to Palturam, an attempt has been made to attract the Jatav community. After announcing an alliance with the Nishad party on Saturday, the BJP, in an attempt to cement the bond, has announced the induction of Sangeeta Balwant Bind in the Yogi cabinet. There are around 100 seats in the state where Nishad votes are present in decent numbers. The opposition, however, has attacked the BJP-led government and called the cabinet rejig drama. Samajwadi Party chief and former Chief Minister Akhilesh Yadav said, "The cabinet expansion of the BJP government of UP is also a hoax. Today, a drama is being created to represent those who didn't get their due in 4.5 years. The concluding point of the BJP drama has started," tweeted Akhilesh. The Taliban government in Afghanistan appealed on Sunday for international flights to be resumed, promising full cooperation with airlines and saying that problems at Kabul airport had been resolved. The statement from the Foreign Affairs Ministry comes as the new administration has stepped up efforts to open up the country and gain international acceptance following the collapse of the Western-backed government last month. A limited number of aid and passenger flights have been operating from the airport, but normal commercial services have yet to resume since it was closed in the wake of the chaotic evacuation of tens of thousands of foreigners and vulnerable Afghans that followed the Taliban seizure of the capital. The airport, which was damaged during the evacuation, has since been reopened with the assistance of technical teams from Qatar and Turkey, while some airlines, including Pakistan International Airlines, have been offering limited services and some people have been able to get places on flights, prices have been reported to be many times higher than normal. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abdul Kahar Balkhi said, "The suspension of international flights had left many Afghans stranded abroad and also prevented people from travelling for work or study. As the problems at Kabul International Airport have been resolved and the airport is fully operational for domestic and international flights, the IEA assures all airlines of its full cooperation," he said. Using an abbreviation for Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, the Taliban's term for their new government. "Since taking power, the Taliban have grappled with a severe economic crisis and have faced pressure on issues ranging from girls' education to allegations of reprisals against former officials and others associated with the previous government." Harshal Patel's hat-trick summed up the day for RCB as they beat Mumbai Indians in IPL 2021 encounter at Dubai by 54 runs. chasing a target of 166. They were 83 for one at one stage. But the game turned on its head when Rohit Sharma was hit by Ishan Kishan, unknowingly of course. It was a stiff shot from the youngster and caught Rohit unawares at the non-striker's end, who put out his hand to save himself. Such was the impact that the opener even had to call the physio. Rohit stood up to the crowd's cheers, but the momentum was gone, and he hit the next ball straight to the fielder. Ishan Kishan couldn't quite recover from the guilt and was out too in a space of a few minutes. After this came Harshal Patel's sucker punch, the hat-trick. He went on to remove Hardik Pandya, Kyron Pollard and Rahul Chahar in the 16th over, just when it looked like Mumbai would shift gears. While Pandya was caught, Pollard was castled with a gem which bowled him around his legs. Later, Chahar had no answer to the slower ball which tipped on him. As the umpire showed the finger, Patel went on a wild chase with skipper Virat Kohli and others following him closely. Patel went on to take the final Mumbai Indians wicket to seal the deal for Bangalore by 54 runs. Mumbai were bowled out for just 111 and looked a distant shadow of itself, a team which has won the title 5 times. This is their third consecutive loss since the IPL resumed and clearly doesn't look like the same team which travelled to UAE last year, where they defended the title in a one-sided final against Delhi Capitals. Earlier skipper Virat Kohli scored a 50 and Glenn Maxwell blasted 56 of 27 deliveries as Royal Challengers posted 165 for 6 in 20 overs against Mumbai Indians in an IPL 2021 match on Sunday. Kohli, who got 51, rescued RCB after his opening partner Devdutt Padikkal was out for a duck, completing his 10,000 runs in T20 cricket in the process. With Maxwell going great guns, it looked like Bangalore would pile up a big total. But Jasprit Bumrah, who got 3 for 36, sent back Maxwell and AB de Villiers off successive deliveries, as Mumbai Indians pegged RCB back and restricted them to a more manageable 165. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.